Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Jones.
It is Spotify Friday, meaning, of course, we are giving away a whole bunch of Spotify
goodie
swag.
Yeah.
We will ask you a question later on in the show, as per usual. If you want to get in touch, the number is 016-201-9000. Can you do 9,000? No, don't. Now, if you want to get in touch via Twitter or via Instagram, you know what we're at. We're at BFMTTON. Now, we've got a returning guest this evening. He's not been in for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see what he'd been up to. It is Ultimate.
Yay!
I've been watching a whole bunch of his videos online. Amboy was something he released.
Yes, this is his latest one, right?
Yeah, released back at the end.
Did you watch the video?
I love the video.
It's so funny.
And, I know there's a story behind the whole Amboy stuff as well, so I'm really looking forward to it. It made me laugh so much. Of course, we've got news from Page 2, Smarty Pants, and all of that good stuff all coming up. We'll find out, though, the writing process behind Amboy.
Mm.
That's what I'm really keen to find out tonight. And that's pretty much it. So we're going to take a short break, have some advertisements, a bit of music, and of course, we'll be right back after
this. If you want to win like Spotify goodie bag, I'll be asking the questions later on after the break. So stay tuned. And any questions for us tonight, tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
We'll be right back. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
We're joined in the studio by
Ultimate.
Welcome back to the show.
It's nice to be back.
It's been almost, over a year.
Yeah, that's right.
And last time we spoke to you, you said you were working on a super secret project. You couldn't talk too much about it. And
what was it?
Yeah, that's what you were saying, yeah. And now we have Amboy.
Yes.
Tell us about Amboy.
Amboy is a collection of songs I did over a period of 1 month last year.
1 month?
Yeah.
You're joking.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I wanted to warm up for writing the next album.
Right. Mm.
So, you know, I had a couple of demos and, you know, I had some other stuff and I said, okay, let's see what you can do with all this stuff, all these sketches and demos in a month.
Right.
And then, you know, halfway through, it started to sound really good.
Right.
So I said, why not just release it, man?
Mm.
Why not?
Well, I think that's a good decision to release it. You know, how's it done since you've released it?
I think it's done all right.
Right. I mean,
I hope so.
I'll tell you what. I've watched that. I must have watched that video like
a few times.
I must have watched that video 30 or 40 times, right? And it's made me laugh each time. But not only that, but you're, how can I put it? You're quite critical in it, you know? Some of the stuff that you're saying and you're talking about and some of the visuals within the video, I wouldn't say it's political, but there's definitely a voice there, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Was that a...
Do you want to share more with us?
Yeah.
Tell us more about it.
I'm not going to get you in trouble, I promise. Yeah.
No, don't worry. I got the idea for the chorus for quite a while, for maybe 3-4 years.
Right.
You know, because sometimes when Malaysians, they don't understand rap, they're like, oh... What's this? We don't understand. It's like talking. It's like my mother. It's like some my auntie nagging, right? And you know, aunties like to say "amboy lah, amboy, amboy, amboy," and they get into it lah. You know,
amboy.
Right? So, I had the idea, and you know, I was like looking for the right kind of music, and I got the right kind of music. And I don't know if you guys believe this. I don't really spend a lot of time on social media.
Right.
Mm. I go. I post whatever I'm supposed to post, and I leave.
Yeah.
Right.
So like our party. I saw you for 5 minutes. You turn up at our birthday party for TTON. I'm like, hey, Ultimate is here. The next thing I look around, you're gone.
I was around.
You ghosted, man.
He was around.
Go on. Carry on. Sorry.
And then last year, I started spending more time on social media.
Right.
And I started noticing these things. You know. So it's what people are talking about. So I decided to, you know, base the lyrics off that.
Right. Mm. Okay, so spending your time on social media, a bit more time on social media now.
Yeah.
How does that make you, this sounds like a strange question, but how does it make you feel spending time on social media now? Because I'll give you an example, right? I used to work in straight up hardcore news, right? You know, what's going off, politics. And it would, I got to that point where it was too much and I can't do it anymore.
Right.
You know, because it drives me crazy. It makes me depressed. It upsets me. It pees me off.
Yeah.
Social media is starting to have that effect on me now as well. Is that the same for you, do you think?
Yes, yes.
Right, right.
Yes.
Well, I think it's tiring because of the news that we see on social media. Right?
Not just
it's tiring because of the people.
Right, yep, exactly.
That as well.
Right.
It's become quite a toxic place, actually.
It has become a toxic place. I think it's become one of those places where it's like an echo chamber.
Yes.
Is that fair to say?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because you want to follow people who you like, and you tend to like people who have the same opinions as you.
That's right.
So, you know, if you try to so-called curate your friends, and then, you know, you end up in an echo chamber.
Yeah, you do, and you end up sounding like Donald Trump or something like that. You know, or worse. We'll
I like Trump.
Right, you like Trump.
It makes me feel. I know, because I called it. I told my friends he's going to win. My friends said, no, he's not going to win. I said, watch.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell me about that when we come back, okay. Right? Because that'll be interesting. All right, we're going to take a very short break, of course. We do have a giveaway this evening. We're giving away Spotify swag. What's in the bag?
Now, we have a 3-month free pass, a tote bag, as well as the Spotify sunglasses. Now, if you want to win the Spotify goodie bag, just answer this question. Tell us, besides Amboy, name two other tracks from Ultimate's latest album. Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us what is up to win. Any questions for us tonight, tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TT.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
My name is Adeline Chung.
Joined by
Ultimate,
the man who predicts the future president of the United States.
Donald Trump.
Right, okay. I need to hear the story behind this.
Yeah, why Donald?
Yeah, why did you think he was going to win?
I thought he was going to win because the media, you know, they are mostly, American media is mostly, you know, they're mostly on the left.
Yeah.
Right? And they kept giving him too much attention, too much coverage.
Right.
Right? They were trying to run him down. And when they were trying to push the candidate that they preferred, I don't remember her name, she lost.
Right.
Bumpley. Right? Even when they
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, even when she was trying to, when they were trying to push Hillary, you know, they spent, you know, at least 10-15% of that time mentioning him.
Right. Mm. Right.
You know, so, you know, and his campaign did not make sense, right?
Yeah.
And I was listening to a Tim Ferriss podcast, and you know, there was one guy. He advises a lot of hedge funds and stuff and financial institutions. He says nowadays I look at I look at things that don't make sense, and that's what I go for.
Right. Right.
Right.
I mean, it's really interesting because when he first announced, I can't believe we're talking politics and Donald Trump with you, but this is good.
Shouldn't be talking about politics on BFM.
Well, as long as we're avoiding local politics, I think we're okay.
Nothing about local politics is fine.
Here's the thing, right? When he first started running, and I got scared, right? Because I think, you know, has it come to that stage in our society where you can be famous from a TV show or famous from the internet? For example, let me put it to you like this, Ultimate. I think, sadly, that if Kim Kardashian ran for president next year or in 4 years' time, she'd probably win. You know, if she'd have been running at the same time as Trump, because the people who look at the media right now and look at social media have so much power over what it is that we do.
And we talked about, like, you know, Kanye, if he's going to run for the presidential thing, Kanye will win as well, right?
Possibly.
I don't think so.
No, I think that after this, I think everybody's kind of going to go, no, hold on a second. But it's genuinely worrying, right?
It's worrying, but, you know, there's always things that you can, there's always positive things that you can learn.
Uh-huh.
Right? So, you know, we got to see what happens. I'm going to be watching.
You're going to be watching.
It's going to turn out to be the world's greatest reality TV show.
It is. He finished his...
And I'm fine with any outcome. If he does a good job, I'll be clapping my hands.
Right,
if he
fails,
I'll be like, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know,
if he gets impeached...
He finished his press conference yesterday. Did you see that? What his final words were?
I don't remember.
Right. Ooh, so
Trump.
Yeah, Trump. So he basically said that whilst he's away being president, that members of his family will be running his companies, right?
Right.
And he said, I could come back in 4 years, I might come back in 8 years. And if things haven't gone well, you're fired. Mm. Those were his closing words on his first press conference in 6 months. This man is a total reality TV star, you know?
Yeah.
And if nothing worse, the US as it stands right now, everything that's happening there is... It's like a huge reality TV show.
Well, maybe the US... has gotten so used to someone who speaks so well and diplomatically, and you know, that when another guy comes along and speaks, like, you know, he gives it to you straight.
Right.
You know, they find that refreshing, and maybe that's what they're attracted
that's
to.
That's possibly what it is. Yeah. You right. Know? Okay. Let's get away from politics.
Let's
for
talk
two
more about Amboy.
Let's talk about music and Amboy then. Right. So you said you spent how long doing it?
A month.
What was the kind of thought process? I mean, did you just jump in a studio, stick some beats down, and things started working, or what?
It was something like that.
Right.
I wanted to change my workflow.
Yeah.
I spent the entire of last year being out of my comfort zone, intentionally going out of my comfort zone. So what I normally do is I usually take more time, and you know, I usually write outside the studio, but now I give myself a limit, you know, so it became like a job. For 1 month, the job was
there.
Right. So I could only write in the studio.
And then afterwards, you just like, I'm not doing it anymore.
Right.
And did that help then?
It helped.
Right.
I guess so. I mean, it sounds different. So
it does.
Yeah.
So, once you're outside of the studio, then what are you doing when you're in the studio? I mean, I want to know literally about your workflow.
Right. I try new things.
Right. Are you programming beats yourself?
Or
you
no,
do,
I don't.
You
I
don't do that. Somebody
I
else.
I don't do that. Yeah, somebody else does that.
Right.
And I try new things.
Yeah.
I write. You know, sometimes I have ideas
outside,
but I don't work on them. I just, you know, I just quickly jot them down. I expand on ideas, you know, stuff like that.
Right. Who have you been working with on Amboy then?
People like Navigator.
Right.
There's this guy called Emir.
Yeah.
Both they each composed 3 songs on it.
Yeah.
Right. I finally got a Sona One song.
You finally got one.
I always rap on his on his compositions.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's never been an ultimate song. But now I got one like Sona. I need
even he's on your music video as well.
Yes, it's like Sona. I need. You know, I always rap on your beats. But I don't. There's never been an ultimate song by Sona.
Right.
And he was the last guy. He was the last piece of music that got turned in.
Right.
It was 11th hour kind of.
I mean, he was probably too busy on his brocation.
That's what he was.
Right. But his back.
He had for a month.
Right.
His back right now,
I'm in Hong Kong now.
Where are you? I'm in Hong Kong. I mean, he was here not too long ago, you know, pushing brocation and whatever. I mean, have you seen any of it?
Yes.
Yeah. Leave it at that, huh? it made me laugh. I'll say that. All right. So you're not writing your beats, but you're working alongside other people, right?
Yeah.
In terms of promoting Amboy, you know, where are we with that? I mean, because it came out November 27th, your birthday, I believe. Okay, tell us about it.
Once we finished Amboy, we kind of knew that it was going to be something that the radios would pick up,
right?
Quite easily,
yeah.
Right. So we needed. We know that it's the main single, and so we needed a nice video for it.
That's what I wanted to ask you about the video.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So because it's a song that is social commentary, is a bit of satire, right? So I said if it was done in animation, if it was animated, we have more. We can get away with more, basically, right? Because when you do outrageous stuff, people are like, oh yeah, that's Tom and Jerry.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Right. So I thought that so we know it's going to be animation. We met with the guys from Fluid, right? And they say, what kind of animation you want? I say, I want cut animation.
Right.
And I showed them some clips from Monty Python.
Right.
And they were like, okay, we know what to do.
That's why I get it.
That's why I get it.
I was watching, seriously, the first time I saw it, I'm like, this is really good. I mean, and it's not just because your video or your song is social commentary, which I love. You know, it's the fact of the way in which you've done the animation, the way it all flows together. And I think, you know, if I say this personally, I think it's the best work that you've done so far, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think of that? Would you agree? Not.
It's definitely a highlight.
Right.
It's definitely a highlight. Creatively,
because,
yeah.
Because it feels different. It feels like something else. It feels like, I don't know, there's just something about it that, you know, when people say to me ultimate, that's not the first thing that sprang to mind.
Yeah.
But now I think this is ultimate almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like
I've tried to change.
Yeah, but it's like you've had a quiet side that I've had enough and I want to say this.
It was very hard because I'm not good at rapping fast.
Right.
You know, I usually take my time.
Right.
So to get that, to work up to that was quite hard.
Where did you record it?
Where was it? Somewhere here? Mojo Studios? SS4?
Mojo.
Okay. They're moving now, so
right.
I'm kind of homeless.
No, you're not. We can find you
kind
somewhere
of,
else.
Kind
so
of.
What about your other songs in your entire album, apart from Amboy? You know, is this something similar like Amboy?
No, I think Ambo is by itself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is for
it's
sure.
It's pretty standalone, yeah.
But there's other tracks we can talk about, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
you've got another track that we want to play now. What's it
Keliling
called?
Keliling Dunia, right?
Keliling Dunia.
Keliling Dunia. Around the world.
Yeah, yeah. It's the other side of the album. The first half of the album is darker and it's more electronic. Mm. And the second half of the album is more, you know, it's bright, it's warmer, it's brighter, it's more positive, more organic.
Right.
You know, so I have this bunch of friends who, whenever I have the opportunity, I perform with a live band.
Right.
And they play for me. And, you know, we never had a name until somebody came up with the name Kawan Band. Mm. So this song is with Kawan Band.
Right.
And, you know, it's based on all the things we experienced when we went to South by Southwest last year. Mm-hmm.
You went to South by Southwest?
Yes, we did.
Oh, I'm so jealous. How was it?
It was nice.
It was nice.
That's all I can say.
It was nice. It was
nice.
Are you going again this year?
We were offered to come again.
Yeah.
But it costs a lot of money.
It does cost a lot of money, right? Too
There's
much money.
Story there. Yeah.
There's another story there.
I'm so thankful.
Right.
I'm so thankful.
Right.
We secured. Verbally secured a sponsor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? And the sponsor is like, look, I can't come up with the money right now. Mm. So I borrowed money to go. So it was about 200,000 ringgit. Because of the exchange rate. Thank you very much.
Wow.
And then when we came back, he goes, guys, I can't do this.
No way.
So I was 200,000 ringgit in the hole.
Wow. Oh, no. And then, how did you dig out the hole?
I worked really hard, bro. I'm proud to say, as of today, I'm proud to say that I've paid it all off.
Well, well done, right?
Thank you.
I need some tips.
If I see him, I'm gonna say, bro, thank you so much for not giving me that money.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because now I have this, like, I don't know. I have this
motivation.
I got this crazy belief in myself now.
Right. Great.
Because
great.
Of him. He gave me a new, improved, shinier, bigger set of cojones.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I'm not joking when I say this. I mean,
I can say it.
When you find out you're 200,000 ringgit in debt, for me, my cojones would have gone. You know, I would have
been. That's what it felt like.
Right, yeah.
Right.
That's when you got to pick it up, right?
That's why you got to pick it up.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of this book. It's called The Obstacle is the Way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. By Ryan Holiday.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually a great gateway if you want to get into stoicism.
Yeah.
And that helped me a lot.
That's a great piece of advice. Mm. All right, let's take a short break. We'll be right back after these messages. Quick reminder, though, giveaway 016-201-9000.
And the question is, besides Amboy, name two other tracks from Ultimate's latest album. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us where you deserve to win. Any questions for us tonight, tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON. We're going to leave you with Keliling Dunia.
We'll be right back after this.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
BFM 89.9 at the Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chu.
This is
Ultimate on BFM.
A man who managed second time, right?
Second time, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. A man who managed to dig himself out of a 200,000 ringgit hole not too long ago. You were saying, though, you know, you'd do it all again.
I would.
Right.
Because it's South by Southwest.
Because it's South, exactly. I mean, was it the first time you went?
It's the first time I went.
It's not going to be the last, though, is it?
But?
It's not going to be the last, though, is it?
I hope it's not the last.
Right.
Sorry, but if it is what it is, you know.
Right.
But at least you've been once before. Like, that's the thing, yeah. Yes.
Right.
I think we are the second Malaysian musicians to go. Who? First was Yuna. Yuna was
The first was Yuna.
Yeah, that was kind of like her introduction to the US.
The US, everybody, yeah. She's been doing well, though, right? The last yes. year or so, really, really well. Despite, you know, people criticizing one thing or another, I think she's been brilliant. Yeah. So,
well,
right. Let's talk about some of the stuff, some of the local artists that you're kind of involved with at the minute, or listening to.
Yeah.
Who do you think right now, regionally, is doing well? You know, in terms of like creativity, is fun to listen to, is interesting?
Regionally, yeah. Mm. There's this rapper from Indonesia called Young Lex.
Yes.
He's crossing over, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Indonesian hip-hop is going through the growing pains that we went through when Too Fat blew up.
Right.
So it's interesting to see how my friends over there are reacting, you know.
Right.
You know, and some of them don't like it because it's not the kind of hip hop that they like.
Mm.
And some of them are, you know, trying to spin that off and take advantage. And, you know, so I'm just watching and they're asking me. I say, yeah, we went through this.
Right.
You know, in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
You guys will be all right. A rising tide lifts all boats, I tell them.
It certainly does.
But, you know, some of them can't take my comments.
Malaysia, what do you think is going off with you?
Malaysia?
Mm.
There's a guy, there's a rapper on my album. His name is Aman Ra.
We've heard of Aman Ra.
Yeah.
I think we tried to get him a while ago. Yeah. If he's on your label, do us a favor. Do us a solid.
He's not on my label.
He's on your album, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Just give him a quick call and say, you know,
okay.
Go talk to these guys.
Okay, all right.
It'd be nice to get him on and get some kind of, you know, another side of the opinion.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, what we like is to get people in who have an opinion. And the thing is, you're an intelligent man. I know this, right? And I like the fact that you're intelligent. And people kind of put musicians into one bucket.
They do.
And they say, why have you got this person on? You know?
Yeah.
But I think it's nice and refreshing to have somebody who can actually have a conversation and drop, you know, names of books that have inspired them and help them get out
That's
of a 200,000 ringgit hole.
Do not ever judge the book by its cover,
exactly,
right?
With that being said, let's talk about... we have a mutual friend... and I know.
Don't panic.
I reckon we have a few.
We do have quite a few. I'm waiting for the name. But I'm going to talk to you about VR, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you went to play some VR fairly recently.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, and I also know that you're going to go and do it this weekend.
Yes.
But I'm not going to say where it is because then people.
How do you know so much about his schedule?
Well, because I do.
It's
a mutual friend.
Where Ultimate is going?
Media
is
his job.
It's my job. I have to stalk him. No, it's a mutual friend.
I hope your boss is like listening to it. Yeah. Must be listening to his next work's performance. Beyond expectation.
Boy. But I mean, I think it'd be fun if we got a little video crew together on Sunday and we'll just see what we can come up with on Sunday.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can do that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a big video game fan?
I am not.
You're not?
But I did get the Nintendo Classic for my birthday.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Have you had fun with it?
Yes, I am.
Right.
Having fun.
Mario Kart, of course, all that kind
Mario
of stuff.
Mario Kart, Excite Bike, bro.
Excite Bike.
And of course, Contra. Right? Contra is like the pirated version.
Right, right.
So now getting the original, I know it's called Super C.
Yes.
So finally, we know the real name of Contra.
Right.
You guys got to play together because I don't know these games.
That's fine. But just to kind of wrap up and before we move into Smarty Pants, you obviously work very hard. I mean, in terms of you know what you're doing. You've got a vision for yourself. You know what your brand is and all of that kind of stuff. Genuinely, what do you do to kind of when you want to come out of Ultimate and be yourself, you know, and just chill out at home? What are you doing? I mean, are you reading? Are you listening to music that perhaps people might not think you would listen to? What do you do?
I listen to a lot of music that's not rap.
Like what?
Like right now is a lot of ska and doo-wop.
Is it really?
Mm.
We have big ska fans in the house. You know?
Really?
Yeah. You should speak to Ali Johan.
He's a huge, dude. You
huge ska fan.
You know what happened South by Southwest?
Ah.
There's this ska band from Yogyakarta called Shaggy Dog.
Right.
And they performed. Right, so I know the lead singer. So I tell the guy, I'm coming to see you.
Yeah.
Right, and none of the band know me. Knows that, you know, knows who I am. So they're performing in Texas. There's a band from Jakarta performing in Texas, right?
Yeah.
And there's one guy in front of the stage, which is me, that knows all the words to their songs. And then, so in between song and the next song, the guy's like, we're gonna do a new song, and I'm like, let me go for a drink.
Right.
So it's not, you know, there's nothing unusual when, you know, you think, oh, he just went for a drink. And when he comes back, he knows the words for the next song. So I was right in front of the keyboard. The keyboardist was looking really confused. He was like, why does this guy know all our songs in the middle of Texas? But yeah, check out Shaggy Dog from Yogyakarta. Really
Shaggy
nice,
Dog. Okay.
Really nice ska band.
All right, so ska, doo-wop.
Ska and doo-wop right now.
That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
I like to listen to a lot of Motown, you know, old school classic Motown.
Definitely.
That's my kind of jam.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at. Okay, enough with that. We've kind of flirted too much. We need to ask you some silly questions.
Okay.
You know what it is, right? You know, we got this.
Yes.
Yes.
What score did he get last time?
He did 27. Quite
well.
27.
You remember.
26, I think it was.
27, my birthday.
Okay, we'll see how it does. Right, so it sounds.
Did I get 26 the last time?
You got 26, yeah. Okay. So, I've got to get the buzzer. Hang on a minute. Right, meanwhile, it sounds like this.
Smarty pants.
Right, so here we go. You know the drill. 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you possibly can. Your 3 minutes start now. Jeudi is French for which day of the week? Thursday or Friday?
Thursday.
It is. Lachenophobia is the irrational fear of which food item? Fruit or vegetable?
Vegetable.
I'm going to kill my intern. What flavour does fennel have? Is it chocolate or aniseed?
Aniseed.
In total, how many pairs of ribs are there in the human body? 6 or 12?
12.
The Valley of Sin is found at which golf course? Pebble Beach or St. Andrews?
Pebble Beach.
St. Andrews. What is the longest bone in the body? The femur or the ulna?
Femur.
The Kodiak bear is a native to which U.S. state, Wisconsin or Alaska?
Alaska.
Galileo was the first to discover which planet in the 17th century, Mercury or Saturn?
Saturn.
Mercury.
Ah!
What structure joins a bone to a muscle, a ligament or a tendon?
Tendon.
Correct. In which country did Anna Pavlova die, Netherlands or France?
France.
Netherlands. Where on the face is the Darwin-Grieg muscle, the forehead or the leg?
Forehead.
Which male pop star had a 2006 hit with Run It? Was it Nelly or Chris Brown?
Chris Brown.
The volcano Hekla is on which island, Greenland or Iceland?
Greenland.
Correct. If it was Iceland, it would be... which of the following moons of Saturn is the largest, Tethys or Rhea?
Rhea.
In the children's novel, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll, which birds are used as croquet mallets, toucans or flamingos?
Toucans.
It's flamingos.
Ah.
In French cooking, what is farce, stuffing or seasoning?
Stuffing.
What are the formations of calcium carbonate which hang down from the roof of a cave? Stalactites or stalagmites?
Stalactites.
Correct. Blinker, fountain, rocket and cake are all types of what? Fireworks or car brands?
Fireworks.
What is the 22nd letter of the Greek alphabet? Chi or Ru?
Ru.
It's Chi. A polywog is an English word for which creature? A tadpole or a lamb?
Like tadpole.
A
correct. Morth is Welsh for which month of the year? May or March?
March.
Abuja is the capital of which West African Republic? Nigeria or Ghana?
Nigeria.
Luncheon on the Grass is a famous work by which painter? Pissarro or Manet?
Pissarro.
It's Manet. Which train is the holder of the world speed record for steam locomotives? Thomas or the Mallard?
The Mallard.
In UK currency, how many sides does a 20 pence piece have?
Seven.
Five. Oh, well done. What is a female deer called? A wren or a doe?
Doe.
What is the largest ocean in the world, the Pacific or the Indian?
Pacific.
Which fruit is used in making Melba sauce, raspberry or blueberry?
Raspberry.
Admiral Akbar is a character from which franchise?
Star Wars.
What product comes from cocoa beans? Chocolate or plastic?
Chocolate.
My word, 30 questions, 12 seconds left on the clock. How on earth did
well
you know
done, well
how
done.
Many sides a 20 pence piece has? How did you know that?
You don't even know.
It's seven. There's two coins.
There is.
50 pence,
50 pence
and
20 pence. Oh, my word. He's more English than I am. Right. It's time for a very short break. Don't go anywhere, though. 016.
Shout out to my Welsh friend. Thank you.
016-201-9000. We're right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9 at the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
I'm Madeline Jones.
We're joined in the studio by
Ultimate.
He's with
still
us.
Still here. He's
and
still
managed
here.
To get yes, through 30
yeah,
questions.
I realized that Ultimate this time, second
listen,
time
listen,
in the studio.
He's like, yeah, keep
I know,
talking.
Yeah, keep talking. He's more competitive than the first round.
Yeah, yeah. He's a lot more talkative as well this time.
I think he's more relaxed and all.
Yep.
Losing that money has made...
See, obstacle is the way.
Right, the obstacle is the way.
Wait for it.
To action advances action.
Itself. Dude, you are like a completely different person. It's brilliant. I love this new Ultimate.
Yes, Ryan Holiday.
Yeah, ooh, Ryan, that's his name, is it? I'm writing that down. Ryan Holiday, the
Let's
obstacle
the
is the way, right?
Yes.
Okay, right, okay.
So all right.
He's the man.
We have a giveaway tonight. It's Spotify Friday. Oh, now, okay. The question is, besides Amboy, name two other tracks from Ultimate's latest album. Like I said, send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Tell us why you deserve to win. We've only got a few more minutes, so be quick and send us the answers if you want to win a Spotify goodie bag.
Yeah.
Now, let's go through some of the questions for Smarty Pens. Not that many, but the Valley of Sin is found at which golf course? It's in Andrews. Galileo was first to discover which planet in the 17th century is Mercury. In which country did Anna Pavlova die? It's Netherlands. In the children's novel Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll, which birds are used as croquet? Mullets as flamingos.
Uh-huh.
And Luncheon on the Grass is a famous work by which painter? It's Manet.
Okay, here we go, folks. We have this little drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate scored 23 points.
Dun, dun, dun. The obstacle is the way. Now then, first and foremost, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you, man.
I love it when you come down. You know, it's always a good laugh. So what we're going to do then, obviously, is we'll play out with Amboy.
Mm-hmm.
We can't not play Amboy, right?
We have to.
Ideally, I'd play it for all six songs in the show, but I'm not allowed to do that.
But my mom will call you.
What would she say?
Amboy!
She tried. This is a true story. She called me one day, like, this station, so-and-so, they're playing too many of your songs. I think it's they're playing your song too many times.
Wow.
I think it's unfair to the other singers, so I'm going to call them and tell them not to play your song so much. I'm like, thanks, Ma. Thanks
really?
For taking food out of my mouth, Ma. I'm going to move back home because of you.
Anyway, Ultimate, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Right, we got to wrap up. We've got some silly facts, as per usual. But before we do that, we've been asking you a question all the way through the show. The question was...
Yeah, besides Amboy, name two other tracks from Ultimate's latest album.
The answers are... Go on then.
Sir, Jago, Salud, Saya, Kulit, Sabala, Selamat Pagi, and Keliling Dunia.
There you go. Mm. We've played two of them on the show. Well, we've played one already. Second one coming up right now. Silly facts. Adeline, what you got?
So if you constantly fart for 6 years and 9 months, enough gas is produced to create the energy of an atomic bomb.
Somebody has done the maths behind that. That's what amazes me.
Definitely
right?
Not me. But
also, nearly 3% of the ice in a Antarctic glaciers is penguin urine.
Yeah, I know.
You knew?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Because we interviewed one a guest for Ticket to Ride.
Yes.
She went to Antarctica. And
her fact was that...
No. She was telling us stories about penguins and glaciers and all. And this is one of it.
I don't believe it.
And that's why when she arrived there, it smells of pee. It doesn't smell good. It's cold, but it smells really awful. So that's why you go there. Just post, take your pictures, and then done. Get back to the ship and go.
Penguin pee.
There's penguins peeing everywhere.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Uncultured.
I know, right?
Better than Billy goats peeing on their heads, right?
Here's a fact for you. Did you know that? Tell him the fact.
So did you know that Billy goats, they pee on their head to attract females?
See?
He's thinking he's right now.
Billy goats, do what you got to do. I understand the struggle.
Right. All right. It is done. We are done. We're going to say goodnight. Happy weekend, everybody.
Happy weekend. Good night.
It has been that time of night. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you'd want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.